Hello.
Yeah, Brisha calling back with emergency roadside. Disconnected.
Yes, ma'am. I was calling
Okay.
back. I was on the line calling back too.
Okay. I'm assuming you could not hear me. I was asking if you could verify the address on the policy.
It was 4422B, as in boy, Lakeshore Drive. Waco, Texas,
And what would
76710.
Thank you. What would be the year, make, and model of the vehicle, as well as the color?
Excuse me?
Yes, sir. What would be the year, make, and model of the vehicle, as well as the color?
It's a 2008 Mitsubishi Galant.
And what is going on with that vehicle today?
Excuse me?
Yes, sir. What is going on with that vehicle today?
I lost my key. I'm thinking it's in the car, but I'm not too much sure. I got.
Okay.
So
you're calling.
I got two questions. I got two questions.
Okay.
I know that y'all can get me inside the car, but do y'all, like, do it cover making keys also for the car through pop a lock? That's something I never did. That's just the first time I'm asking. I always have my keys or get locked out of my car and, you know, be able to get back in and crank it up, but I don't have the key at all right now. I know that's something that pop a lot, you know, one of y'all providers do is, you know, unlock the car and provide a key. I was just trying to see whether that in the services or, because I don't necessarily know if my key in my car. I just, like, I tore my house up and now I went down to my car. It got tinted, so I really can't see inside of it. I just,
okay. So, with the insurance, they can cover you for lockout service. That's fine. However, when it comes down to making a key, they only cover you for $24, essentially a fee for the driver coming out and accessing the vehicle. However, the key itself, the actual make of the key, that is 100% by yourself.
Okay. Well, if it's not in the car, I find it, I guess.
Okay.
I find another way. Because I already called Papa Lock, and it was like $200-something. So I was like,
yeah.
I'm trying to buy. It doesn't make no sense. And it's not even a key. Like, it's not even, like, got a button, and you unlock a door. There's a key that you put in an ignition. So I'm not even understanding how or why they charging $200-something.
They are one of the lowest people, so that's actually a pretty decent price for making a key. Everyone else charges way higher than that, and having a button is easy. That ranges from $500, $600. So
yeah,
they gave you a pretty
for
decent
a
price
for
it, but
for a key fob, I understand that's the same price I paid for my key fob.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so
we'll go ahead and get this out for a lockout.
Okay.
And you don't believe they're in the trunk or anything, correct? Maybe they're somewhere towards the front of the vehicle?
I don't know. That's why I need my car unlocked so I can see if it's in there. It could have fell out my pocket and inside the car, but.
Okay. Last time you saw those keys, they weren't broken, correct?
Broken?
Yeah, last time you saw those keys, they weren't broken, correct?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And are we going to the 4422B Lakeshore Drive for the service?
No, ma'am. I'm actually at 1501 North 9th Street.
Okay. And what I would say to you, sir, whenever you're available, go ahead and get your member ID. because I don't believe you're supposed to be under a cash plan. I believe this is their secondary for when you don't have your information. However, do you know if you're under a cash or a miles plan?
A what?
Do you know if you're under a cash or a miles plan? Whether you're covered for a specific set of mileage or a specific set amount of dollars?
Yeah, I don't know that.
Okay. Because you could be receiving less than what you were supposed to be getting because we're not using your member ID. We're going by producer and plan code.
Yeah, but because I went just, through the bank and got this membership through BBVA. It was under the Clear Compass program. So I could call them and get the information from them. But every time when it's something with y'all, they always direct me to talk to y'all. Like, you know, I even tried to get the member number so many times from the member services, but they saying that y'all should, you know, when y'all dispatch it out, that y'all should already give it to me. And that, because just like I'm in their system, I'm in y'all system too. So I'm not understanding that.
Yeah. It's
with
not,
them on that. But I figured it out.
Okay. I just want to make sure you're getting your full benefit for it. But I'll go ahead and reach out to our driver and get him out there at location for your lockout service. You will be present there at location for verification of the service, correct?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm right here. It's at my second home. So I'm just looking for the key at this point. See if it's hopefully it's inside the house.
All right. Then I'll go ahead and get them out. If you want those text message alerts to that number ending in 3141, you'll get those as well in case you need to call them.
Yes, ma'am.
You have any other questions for me before I reach over?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And you said it's an 08 Mitsubishi Galant, correct? What color was that again?
White. It's like a white. It's pearl, but it, you know, it's white.
Understood. All right, I'll go ahead and get it moving. You have a good one till then, sir.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.